Let's do this.
Now's time for this.
The Voice of Ireland on 2FM.
That woman's had everything. Strawberry compote, thick creamy yogurt. Outstanding.
Muller Corner sponsors The Voice of Ireland.
Now, I know you weren't watching The Voice on Sunday, Jenny, because you were in arriving back into the country.
I was
watching it.
I believe I missed a huge show, though. I'm raging.
I was quite shocked, if I'm honest.
Okay.
And I know Keane Egan, obviously, very well, because we were in a band called Westlife. Remember those? Going to hit that now.
Oh, yeah, go on, go
it's
first.
Another euro in the bag for Christmas. Anyway, yeah, I know by him he didn't look happy. I know him, and he didn't look happy, and I've got him on the line. How are you, Keane? You well?
Morning, Nick. Good afternoon, Nicky. How are you?
We're great. How are you, more to the point?
Oh, I'm fine, man. I'm fine. You know, I mean, I'm not disappointed for me. I'm disappointed for the act. You know,
I know it
turns into it being about the coaches and about the fights and the drama and all this, but really it's not. Like, it is about the act. But I do feel very, very sorry for, especially Jay, you know. I think Jay was a deserving person to be in the final, and I just feel very sad for him, really.
Were both of them absolutely gutted?
Well, look, everybody's got it that gets kicked out of a show like that, you know, at some point or the other. I think, you know, Paddy was probably in an opinion of, like, you know, look, at the end of the day, Paddy did very well to get to the semi-final, and I think Paddy knows that, I know that, and, you know, as a singer, he wasn't as strong as everybody else that was left. You know, we saw some very, very strong singers go out earlier on in the competition, but Paddy did very, very well to get to where he's at. You know, he worked at what he worked at. But Jay, on the other hand, I think, you know, I think Jay deserved to be in the final. I think that's the difference for me, and that's the only reason why I kind of, you know, threw my toys out of the pram on Sunday night, because of that. So, of course, they're both gutted, you know, but I think they've both looked at the experience and took the experience and gone, it's been an amazing journey, you know?
I think Jay is one of those acts who sort of stood out for people from day one. And, you know, from what I gather as well, from obviously I missed it on Sunday night, but Nicky was filling me in. And it sounds to me in some ways like there was a couple of issues with various coaches and that giving certain points for certain reasons. And that has to hurt a bit more, does it? When you feel it might be more personal than the actual being judged on the singing.
You know, look, the whole point system is quite funny because the points count for 50% of the total. You know, so if an act gets 30 points, you know, they've got 30 points, and that counts as, like, you know, that's 50% added to their overall score after the rest of the votes are added. So, you know, we count for 50% of the score. And, you know, it does only take one or two points here and there between some of the contestants to get sent home. I mean, we saw a typical case not Sunday night, but the Sunday night before that, when Mariah got sent home, you know, and I scored her a 9, Jamelia scored her a 9, and Brezzy scored her a 7. Now, had Brezzy scored her an 8 or a 9, she probably would be still there. She would have been there on the semi-final. So, you know, it's kind of things like that where you kind of go, oh, come on, guys. You know, we have the opportunity here to save the really, really good singers.
Yeah.
Because the biggest problem that we have with The Voice, and, you know I said this on the night, is that we have a county getting behind an act. And, you know, you have, like, small towns really investing into an act, whereas you don't have all of Ireland necessarily going, that's the best person, and then they pick up the phone and they vote for that
person. Why is that, game? Why isn't there people in Cork voting for Jay? He's from, where's he from? He's up, or Paddy from Donegal?
Well, I mean, I don't know the answer to that as much as you. You know, I think it's just a case of, like, you know, like, I've heard in the last week that some of the contestants have people standing at traffic lights with buckets, collecting money, buying phone credit, and then handing out the phone credit to get people to vote for them. I mean,
selling the Evening Herald as well.
I presume none of your acts have done that, Keane.
I'm sure every single act has done it, including my own act. Absolutely. No, I know for a fact they've all done it, and they all have big campaigns. But I suppose it's like anything else, you know. There's no point in crying about it. But, you know, the whole thing about it is, what's sad about it for me is that really there's only one person left in the show that deserves to be in the final. There's probably two or three that have gone out that should have been there with him, and they're not.
And who is that one person?
It's Jay.
Well, I think Brendan. I think Brendan should go all the way now.
Yeah.
I think Brendan should win the show.
Yeah.
I hope Brendan wins the show for the show.
Yeah.
And I hope Brendan wins the show for Brendan, because he's the one who deserves it.
And can I say,
he had an amazing performance, by the way, Brendan, on Sunday night. He was incredible.
Yeah.
And straight. And you know what?
Like, I deliberately
gave him a 10.
Go back on the points thing. I deliberately gave him a 10 because I didn't want to see happen to him what happened to Mariah the week before and what happened to Jay.
So why didn't Brezzy do that for you then? Why didn't Brezzy do that for Jay?
Well, yeah. Why didn't Brady do that for Jay? I have no idea. I have no idea.
Did
I
you mean, not
I
say it to him afterwards?
I think I did. Yeah, and he just said, "Look, man, I thought you know his performance was." Was a 7, and I was like, yeah, okay, you know, but personally speaking, I think his performance was a 7, and he said that, you know, he sounded clunky on his vocals while singing an up-tempo song, and, you know, I mean, he absolutely nailed it. I mean, I listened back to it. He absolutely nailed it vocally, so, I mean, I don't know what Brezzy was hearing there.
Do you think Brezzy thought he might have been too much of a challenge or a competition in the final?
No, because you know, Brezzy has continuously said to me in the dressing room, and we've even spoke to each other about helping each other with song choices and things like that, you know, like, and saying that he always felt that Jay was one of the best singers in the competition. So, I mean, I don't know whether Brezzy was actually thinking, oh, if I give him a 7, there's a possibility he could go home, you know, and not using his brain in that sense. Mm. Or whether he just went, you know what, it was just a 7 for me and that's fine. You know, but I deliberately, you know, I don't know. Look, it's a tough competition. It's, you know, the voting thing is very, very difficult. You know, I've already said to the producers of the show, look, we've really got to look at changing the system and how it works next year if we're going to go ahead and make sure that the right people win the show, you know?
So you are coming back, because that was my next question. Because I saw your face on Sunday night, and I thought there was a bit of a salute out to the crowd. And to be honest with you, it was a bit like, well, heck you.
Well, no. I mean, look, I don't know if I'm coming back as a real answer, but I mean, I'd like to come back. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, you know, I do feel like it's got to change. It is a little bit like, you know, last year we seen someone win the show that, you know, was good. Was he the best singer in the competition? Probably not. You know, year one, we had a similar situation. You know, some really, really, really strong talent didn't make it all the way to the end. And I just think we need to look at the voting system and see how it can be changed in order to make it the real thing, you know?
Yeah, who's going to win it now, do you think? I know you won, but I think Brendan wins it. Great chance.
I really hope Brendan wins it because I think he deserves it. And then, you know, I'm definitely behind the Sligo girl as well, because, you know, she, yeah. You gotta be, don't you? But this is the whole thing, you know? Yeah. I'm putting my heart in my sleeve as well, because she's from my county, just like everybody in Donegal voting for Paddy and everybody in such and such place voting for the Cork person. And the, you know, that's what happens, you know?
And before we let you go, are you over it now? Are you still friends with the judges, in particular Brezzy, for scoring low? Or
well, Brezzy was texting me there a few minutes ago going, I'm listening, Chief. Be nice, be nice.
Oh.
No, listen. It is what it is. I mean, look, we're always going to have our differences. We're always going to have our fallouts. You know, we all view things differently. That's why there's 4 different people on the show, because we have different views with different personalities. And, you know,
I get you. But I have to say, if it's the truth that you gave Brendan, it was a well worthy performance of a 10. If it's the truth that you wanted Brendan in the final because he deserved it over 6 weeks or 8 weeks, whoever it's been, of consistent top performances, and then Jay, who sang in up tempo for the first time or whatever, didn't make
it for the second time because they were slating him for singing ballad after ballad, you know.
Yeah. So maybe Brezzy, if he's listening, he said he was. Maybe Brezzy is slightly regretting it. Know that one of the best singers isn't in the final.
I hope he is.
Brezzy, shame on you. Thanks a million, Keane.
All right, Nick.
Cheers, buddy. Chat soon. Bye bye.